Hey, Ed, you hungry? Feel like getting a bite?
Sure, but I'm hungry.
What do you feel like? Where you want to go?
Oh no, not this again. This happens every time we...
Oh no, not this time. Let's just go to the Expo.
The Expo?
Yeah, the Expo, you know. The Expo, over at 1185 Hercules in Clearwater.
The Expo?
Yes, the Expo has breakfast and lunch, from omelets to taco salad, fresh homemade food made to order, daily specials, you name it, the Expo has it.
I've heard good things. Where is the Expo at again?
The Expo restaurant is at 1185 Hercules Road in Clearwater. You know where that is.
Sure I do.
Call them for takeout, delivery, or curbside pickup. 727-461-4140.
So it's off to the Expo, I guess. I think I even saw a coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Simple as that, then. Let's go to the Expo. We need your help. The Just Be a Kid fundraiser, hosted by Fuse Therapy, is hoping to get an adapted bike for this special girl. Please donate toward Presley Bike Equipment and Services for Children with Special Needs. Follow us on the Just Be a Kid virtual bike ride group on Facebook or contact Fuse Therapy at 918-810-3109 or info@fusetherapy.org. And families with special needs kids will ride on December 5th, 2020 to honor your generosity. The Just Be a Kid fundraiser. Donate by Zelle, PayPal, check, or cash, or call for more info, once again, 918-810-3109 and info@fusetherapy.org.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein!
Another one in the books.
Not quite yet, but almost.
So do we have the legend on right now?
We do. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are y'all doing?
You know, I just realized something. You know how you give us money every 3 months?
Yep.
I think we should give you money.
No, I like that idea. Like that.
No, really, because people that know the Dunedin community, right? What happened is I was at a deal yesterday doing a deal with a guy, and everybody knows you, Mike.
That can be good and bad, though.
That's true, too. So what's going on with Dunedin? What happens now? What do you recommend to people now when we're going into the cold season? Like, how does that work for your business?
Well, first off, they really want to get the machine serviced before they, you know, it gets too cold out, because we already had a couple of days of it this week, and you have several people that will call in and they say, oh, I smelled a burning smell and this and that. And all it is there's a little bit of dust on their heat strips or the coil or that, and it goes into the heating mode, and it, you know, kind of gives off a little odor real quick. So it tends to scare a lot of people when they smell that. They're thinking, oh, geez, I got a fire. No, you don't have a fire. It just, you really got to do it in the wintertime also. Get the machine checked in the spring and get it done in the fall before you really need it, because you don't want to wake up on a 40-degree morning and your heat's not working. So,
man, that's a neat thing there, huh? And then does it also, when you get it checked up, doesn't that lower your electric bill because of the fact that it runs smoother?
Oh, absolutely. You can catch all kinds of things in there. The thing you see a lot is people won't change their filters as much as they need to, or they'll buy these 99-cent filters, which don't really catch anything. So the coils get dirty, the blades on the blower wheel get dirty, and the machine's not working as well as it's supposed to. So it's costing you a lot more electricity.
Right. So that just happened to me, actually. It did smell like my house was on fire. So there's a way. So if I get it serviced, then that smell goes away? Because I noticed it. I mean, I was not using it.
Well, they'll clean it, yeah.
Right. Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
And all it is just some dirt and that kind of stuff that got in the machine. And it sounds bad, but it kind of burns off a little bit. But,
right.
You know, not a fire hazard, but it just... It scares you. It scares a lot of people.
Right.
So what have you been doing lately? What's the? How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was great. We had the kids over, and we had a good time with it. We had a really good time with it. Lately, I'm on the board of Dunedin Golf Club out here, you know, the country club. And I'm on the board of directors there, and I never realized there was so much to running a golf course.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We used to do Dunning and Lynx, and that was run by the city.
Yeah.
The city, and then some company bought it out. And I always wondered why they didn't put, like in Japan, you see what they do? On the driving range, they put, like, boards up, so this way it blocks out the sun. And they have little fans in there where people can put a quarter in, and then people would drive. Like, you know, like here, how sometimes in the summertime, it's like 100 degrees feels like it.
Yeah.
Imagine if you put, what am I saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Where you build something so it blocks the sun.
Yeah.
But you still can, and they have them on tiers too. So what they do is they have them like four tiers high, and people. Mm. And I always asked Paul Sylvester why he didn't do that. You know what I mean? All the millions of dollars you spend with someone that's protected from the sun golf longer on the driving range.
Sure.
Right.
Did you ever wonder why they didn't do that?
Yeah, I've seen the where you had like two levels or even three levels of, a driving range. So you can get, you know, two or three times as many people out there, you know, to practice. But, I never thought of that. Eric, and kind of cooling or shading, doing something so that they're not in the direct sunlight out there.
Right.
And then I always thought, I'm amazed they don't come out with small air conditioners for golf carts.
Wow. That's a good idea, too. You know, I had a guy like 20 years ago. He worked on cars, and he had a portable air conditioner where the air just blew on him.
Huh.
Like with like the duct work that you have for your air condition.
Yeah.
And now, you know, and he said,
that's a good idea. You know, a friend of mine, he actually has a paintball field over in Almerton, and they created a helmet because, you know, it gets really hot wearing a helmet out there playing paintball when it's like 100 degrees that had air conditioning so it didn't fog up because you can't see when it gets all foggy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all race car drivers, too, they need that air conditioning in their uniform.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They have to cool that because it's so hot in that car. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever drove a race car?
No, I haven't. That's one of the things I'd like to do. I had a guy I know that he used to, he bought Porsches all the time. And I guess you can go to the other coast on one of the tracks or something there, and they'll actually let you take it out.
You know,
I'm sure it costs a pretty penny, but you can take it out. Or you can buy, you know, a chance to drive in one of the cars. Not one anybody still uses.
Oh, cool.
But, you know, an older one, and you pay them, and you can go around the track on it.
Wow. How fast do they go? Like, does anybody know? Is it like 200 miles?
At least, yes. I'm pretty sure it is.
Here's a question for you, Mike. What's the fastest you ever went in a car?
The fastest? I broke 100 one time.
Were you scared?
Yeah, because the car is almost kind of shaking like a little bit. And it's weird.
So the cops, were the cops behind you?
No, but one little mistake, and I mean, you're dead. You run into something at 100 miles an hour. I don't think you're going to walk away from it.
And that's why kids, right, teenagers have to pay more insurance. Because they don't realize, you know, what I always stress to the kids is that it's a weapon.
Yep.
You know, this is a weapon that can kill. It's not a toy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a privilege to drive. It's not like you don't get to drive. It's a privilege. And I try to explain that to them, but some of the kids, you see, they get real excited about going fast.
Oh, yeah.
So
and even if it doesn't kill you, you could wind up being a quadriplegic or something, you know, and that'd be a rough way to spend the rest of your life. If at 17 years old, you can't walk or feed yourself, you know.
Right. That's why, like, the gratitude part, you know, build a healthy self-image. If you just look at your mind, right, how your mind can think and all that, if you can have a happy self-image of what you have, just your arms or your eyes, just be thankful for that. You know, they're worth millions. Because you ever see the insurance companies, someone loses their arm in an accident sometimes, and if it's not their fault, they'll give $1 million on the value of your arm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what you can do is...
For the rest of your life, yeah.
Yeah, so like what you're saying is, just if you want to have gratitude, right? Because the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for.
Oh, absolutely. I stopped driving motorcycles years and years ago, probably when I was about 20, because I had my buddy's motorcycle, and I was going down one of these side streets, and this guy, like, turned right in front of me. I went up into a yard to try to get away from it. And, you know, it scared me. When that happened,
right,
that easily, and he could have hit me and who knows what. And then I knew a guy very casually that got into a motorcycle wreck and he lost the use of his leg.
Right.
You know, at probably, you know, 19, 20, 22 years old. And it scared me, so I haven't got on a motorcycle since then.
Since that time?
Yeah.
Since that time. And that was probably, I was probably maybe 19 or 20.
Wow. Wow. So, yeah, so that's why gratitude is just be thankful for what you have, not what you want. And God gives you what you need, not what you want. And then if you could just focus on just your health, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just that you're thankful that you woke up.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't say I always do that, right? Because there's times where I get depressed or I get into self-pity. But I know that if I could just be thankful, I can get out of that self-pity real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Look around and see what all you've got to live for. Yep.
Yeah, a friend of mine said today, like, we were putting books out and stuff this morning, and, like, did you realize how beautiful it was out today?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did anybody notice that? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, it wasn't hot, it wasn't cold, it was just perfect, you know? And can you notice, I know this is not talking about Dunedin refrigeration, but from a spiritual standpoint, when you can notice nature, that's when you know that you're in connection with God. Because I know birds fly by me, and sometimes I don't see them. Well, why is that I don't see them? Because I'm not connected with the spirit. Like today, for some reason, I noticed the birds, I noticed the butterflies. Just to be at peace.
Isn't it just amazing to look around at nature, though? It makes you feel peaceful. It really does.
Yeah, enjoy life. In other words, to be happier for longer periods of time more often. And what's the trick to that is to be thankful.
Yes.
Aren't you glad you got on today? So I know they said you had to get going real quick, but just tell us a little bit about Dunedin Refrigeration, and then we'll, you know... Like, why should someone call Dunedin Refrigeration?
Well, I grew up in this town. I went to school, graduated in this town, and, you know, everybody's friends. I want to do a good job for my hometown and for all the people in it. I run into people almost every day that I've known for, you know, years. I mean, I got a good friend of mine that we went to school together since San Jose Elementary School.
Wow.
Here in Dunedin. Yeah, but in fact, I got a few of them that are still around. Mike Dennis, I went to school with his brother that's a year older than he is. You know, so I've known him since I was 8 years old.
Wow.
You know, so it's kind of funny. We make fun of each other, you know.
A lot of changes in Dunedin in that time period.
Oh, quite a bit, a bit. You know, we used to go out and you'd disappear for the day, remember?
Yes.
And you know, the streetlights come on, you better get home.
It's exactly right.
No idea where you were.
Because there were no video games, right?
No.
The kids now, they don't want to get off the video games. They stay
they
in the house.
They stay home. They're missing so much by not going out and doing things.
Right. It is so true. You know? What's the biggest change you think you've seen in Dunedin?
The biggest change, the growth of the city. How many houses, and, you know, it's like everybody's trying to buy up every square inch here.
That's
everybody
true.
Wants to live in Dunedin. You know, where it was like kind of a little nice, you know, like Mayberry or something, you know, when I was a kid. And now it's just you see construction, you know, everywhere.
So how is the Dunedin golf course doing? Like, has the COVID affected it, or is it doing?
Well, it's affected it, but for one thing, it put more golfers out there because that's something they can go and do.
Wow!
You're outside,
see that?
Yeah. You got some guys that you're playing golf with, but you're all riding in separate carts or walking separately, but you can get out, get some exercise. And, you know, and be socially smart about it. Now, the food and beverage side of it dropped, like most every restaurant does. So now all you're doing is getting them out on the back deck there after they play, and then they tell all the lies about the scores they had. And then they all have a few beers and laugh and, you know, get ready to do it again in a few days.
Right. That's so true, too. So you have to be a member of that club to play there.
No, it's open to the public.
Is it?
Yeah. Now we've got probably 200 plus members.
What's the advantage of being a member?
Well, you can get better tee times. You know, you can play in the different groups that they have there that they set up, different games, you know, where you can win different things. When I was young, my father wanted to be a member there, and they were locked out. They had like 400 members, and they wouldn't take any more. So there's an old standing joke that anytime you'd drive by, if the flag was at half mast in front of the golf club, you'd have a line of people waiting because that means there's a membership open.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Sure.
And I don't even think that's really a joke either, however bad it was, but... You know, back then they were standing in line. They had a huge waiting list for people to be members. Nowadays, people kind of like to bounce around. You've got so many golf courses here. You got these beautiful courses like Innisbrook up there, and you know there's a lot of golf courses around. So now a lot of times people will kind of bounce from one to the next, and get some different scenery.
Sure,
but we still got a good amount of number of members there. My father tried to become a member, and he wasn't able to. The lines were, you know, there were so many people waiting for it, he could never do it. So I think it's kind of funny now. I'm on the board of directors at this club that he wanted to be a member of.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Hey, from a selfish standpoint, you want to hear a selfish standpoint?
Sure.
Self-centered and selfish. Would I be able to get to do a promotion for them? Like get in? Who would I have to get in with to maybe do an ad in the magazine? Or is that not something?
Chuck Grossman is the general manager, and I've got a meeting out there. In fact, as soon as I'm done here, I'm going out there, and I'll be out there for a couple 3 hours for meeting. And I will mention it to Chuck and give him your phone number if you want.
Sure.
And tell him to get a hold of you.
Wow, is that wrong to do on the air too, by the way? I just realized I said selfish, though.
He may
I
be listening to it. Who knows?
But you know, that was qualified, selfish. You know, yeah. I try to care and not have a motive when I do things, but most of the time, I can't say all the time, but a lot of times there's a motive for what I do. And I hate to say that because it's, you know, Jesus said that everybody's motive is like a dirty rag. And every time someone says, oh, he didn't say that, he said every motive is like a dirty rag. And, you know, I like to try to do it where I care. And think of this, Mike. Can you go around, help people, and the qualification is that they can't help you? Can you do good by people and not tell no one? And the person you help can't help you back.
Mm-hmm.
to me, that's the best way to give.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? We're going to play a game, Mike.
Okay. One quick thing, though. I want to tell everybody just one secret about you, because remember that Ace Hardware after hours for the chamber?
No.
This man, we had drawings at the end where everybody had put in money, and then the chamber had split it with whoever, with the number we drew. I drew his number. I was emceeing the thing, drew his number. He came back and donated the money right back to him. Wouldn't take a penny.
No.
Yeah.
See, he does a lot of good things. Yes, he doesn't give himself credit.
But it wasn't easy, Mike. I did pocket $5, okay? You didn't get it all, Mike. I went to Burger King, got 2 Whoppers, 2 for $5.
There you go. You deserved it, because you gave a lot more than that back to him.
And did you hear what I did for Thanksgiving, too? You know, they could only have 10 people, they said, at your Thanksgiving thing. But for a funeral, you can have 30. So what I did is I posted that my turkey died and the funeral was on Thursday.
You know, I'm going to steal that joke.
All right.
That's a good one.
Yes. That's funny.
So, Chuck, huh? Let's get back to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Chuck, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a wood could chuck wood? Chuck has to know.
Oh, my gosh.
If anybody's going to know, it's Chuck, right?
That's right.
I wonder if anybody's ever asked him that question.
I bet they have.
Well, Chuck's the name of the manager out there at the club. I'll ask him later today.
See, and then let me...
How much wood can you chuck?
That's it. And then there is an answer to that. I forget what the answer is. But there is
really?
There is an answer. And then I forget what the answer is. Anybody know the...
I don't know, kind of like the Tootsie Pop, how many licks till you get to the center?
I wonder what that is.
I don't know.
You know, we did the jelly bean contest right across, right by you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did that. We did a big thing that was very successful for Halloween.
How many jelly beans were in there?
I forgot to, yeah.
I didn't even check.
Have you ever did that before, try to guess how many jelly beans are in a jar to win a prize?
Oh, yeah, my wife does that. She's the children's minister at St. Andrew's Church here.
Oh.
And they do a jelly count, you know, put them in jars for the kids all the time.
Wow. So what's your favorite?
I've never been within 50, I don't think.
What's your favorite jelly bean? What color?
Red.
Oh. Do you know that if you ask someone this question by Zig Ziglar, they did a study on it, that 60% of the time if you ask someone a color, 60% of the people will pick red.
Really?
Yeah.
And then on a flower, it's like 53% will pick the rose.
Mm, I could see that.
So yeah. I should have asked them first. Yeah, I forgot. I shouldn't have gave you the statistics. Because I did that to the lady at Fantastic Sam's. So I said to her, I wrote on a piece of paper, Christine, I said, you're going to pick red rose, right? So I asked her the question, and I put it down, the paper upside down. And so I asked her, what's your favorite color? She said, red. So I said, what's your favorite flower? She said, rose. So I said, turn the paper upside down, right? And she said, red rose. She's like, how'd you do that?
Aww.
Do you know, I'm going to write this number down, right? And please believe me, I'm telling you the truth. You got a pen?
Hold on.
Well, I'll just put my finger up because it's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to show you a number that almost, it's like 40% of the time people pick it. My fingers are up, right? And then the other numbers they don't pick. So statistically, you have a better chance of pick it. And then my hands are up for, right, YouTube?
Uh-huh.
Okay, pick a number, Mike, from 1 to 3.
From 1 to 3?
Yes.
2.
So much, Mike. You got some special needs, okay?
Yes.
It didn't work.
Oh my God!
It didn't work. It's 3. But you know, that's like a lawyer asking a question and he doesn't know the answer to it. Did my client kill the person? And then guy goes, "Yes, he did." Wait a second. Let me take that question back.
Yeah. No, 3. Yeah.
I had a 1 in 3 shot. But 40% of the people will pick 3. It's just strange.
Huh.
Yep. So we're off to the races. So Chuck, let's get back to Chuck. Make it happen for me, Mike. The next book comes out December 15th. You know what I'm saying? And I think I could do good for him. I did the link.
Dunedin and Sterling Links for, years,
20 years.
And years and years.
And then they got bought out. And then getting paid by them, too, was hard, too.
Well, it wasn't, but then it became hard, I remember.
Because they had like five different managers that ran it. And then it ran out of Alabama, the main headquarters.
Yeah.
So it got tough for me. But I did business with them for about 20 years. Do you know Paul Sylvester?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a... I know you want to go. But let me just tell you this quick story. I lost. He let me putt, right? This is just a true story. Because when you owe someone money, you don't think it's... You don't see it, right? So we did a deal where for $400, you can ask him this, he let me putt twice from 30 feet. And I would either get double my money, right, or get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happened?
You got double your money.
No, this is a bad story. Yeah, this guy is unbelievable. He's a professional golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he let me go twice.
Aww. Mm-hmm. And still lost.
And I still lost.
You said it was
30-foot
putt?
It was like a 30, something like that.
Yeah.
And that's a true, so since you know Paul.
That's a tough putt to
me. Yeah.
That's a tough putt.
He's a great guy, Paul. You know?
He is. He's a good guy. He always has been. I've known him for years.
Yes, he's just really cool cat.
Yeah.
He was really, he's always was good to us. He always tried to get us, you know, he ran it with the city. But after a while, he didn't manage it no more. And it's just, he's still there, too.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that was my story. Well, we got Paulie's in the house.
Paulie, and you look so beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I love your outfit.
Thank you.
We're on the line with Mike from Dunedin Refrigeration. And I believe we have Gary on the line as well from the Boy Scouts.
Yes.
Yep.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
So, yes. Real quick, Mike, because I know you got to go. Chuck.
Oh, my gosh.
So should
I got you covered. Don't worry.
You got me covered? When should I go see him to pick up the check? Tell him we'll get into the details later.
Yep. Just sign the check, leave it blank, we'll fill it out.
Just details. You know, I had a guy do that for me. Do it yourself, pest control.
I've had people do that for me. It makes you kind of feel good. They drop you, and then it kind of scares you a little bit. I'm like, oh,
yes, right. And he did that. He gave it to me a blank check. And then one time he wrote me a check for too much money, and this is why he did it. He wrote me a check for too much money. And this, again, you should remember you say do good, don't tell no one. Anyhow.
Yep.
But anyhow, and I brought it back to him.
Yeah.
This was like 5 years ago. And I said, you know, you made the check for $300 more than you owed me. He's like, what? And I was like, oh, yeah, I thought I was, and then it worked out. So the next time he gave me a check, he said, yeah, you just fill it in. But here's our game, Mike. You ready?
Yeah.
Chuck.
I'm ready.
Oh, my
Chuck.
Gosh.
No, I'm only kidding.
Chuck.
Get me Chuck.
Get you Chuck. And remember, two fingers.
Right. So
three.
Yeah, I could have lied to you and said I had up two. I should have did that.
But also, if anybody needs their air conditioning checked out or anything done with anything that you can provide with them, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, it's Dunedin Refrigeration. Our phone number is 727-733-8446. And just call in and we will take care of you. We will get it set and make it right.
Yeah, and then maybe if Gary would like to also get with you just to tell you what's going on with the Boy Scouts sometime, too.
Okay.
Because he's really doing great stuff.
And,
I mean, really. Like, and there are evidence of what he does. Because he has photos and pictures and the events. Because he sends me stuff that you see the actual, what he does for. And it's mainly kids that we deal with are the underprivileged kids that can't afford the Boy Scouts, right? Not to say that's only them, because we do other stuff. But to give kids, especially with this COVID thing where they're stuck in the house, to give them something to do. But our game... So if you don't mind, he'll probably give you a call. If you're interested.
Yeah, give my number.
Yeah, okay. Should I give him Chuck's number, too?
Dunedin or refrigeration, where frigid is fun.
Yes.
Ah, ooh, yes.
There you go.
That's very good.
We make frigid fun at Dunedin refrigeration.
Can we say Dunedin refrigeration? So here's the game.
Yeah.
All right? Do good and don't tell anybody, and the person doesn't okay. find out, you get 2 points. Do good, right. and someone, the person you do good for finds out, you get 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you tell someone you did good, you go back to zero.
Okay.
See how many points you can get in 1 week.
So okay. the only thing you're allowed to answer then is how many points you've accumulated, because we started this game last week.
Yeah, so we need to get in touch with Eric at the Minuteman.
Yes, which actually I spoke to him. He's going to try to be on the show next week. He's going out of town this weekend. Be safe out there. He's going riding with his kids on quads and stuff, so he's going to have lots of fun.
Okay.
But he will be back after the weekend.
You know, I brought a sign in that I'm going to have him do.
Yeah, I was talking to him about a couple different signs. We need to get the Jelly Bean signs made for yes. the event coming up. And also, guys, and everybody listening, we have an event this Saturday, for Fuse Therapy for the little girl, to raise money for a bike.
Presley.
Yes, it's for Presley. That is correct. Thank you so much, Gary. But it's in Pinellas Park. I'm looking up the details right now. But it is this Saturday.
Good.
And okay. we're trying to raise some money because she needs a bike that she can ride. She is a child with disabilities, and her favorite thing to do is ride a bicycle. So her therapist, who is our client, Amanda, with Fuse Therapy, she has one of the bikes, but it doesn't belong to Presley. So she had this idea that, you know, the bike is expensive. So they are trying to raise money to get her own.
Well, good.
Yeah.
We'll get it done. She'll have a bike.
Yep.
Do you remember when you, who taught you, did your dad teach you Mike how to ride a bike?
I think he put me up on it and pushed it. Don't fall.
That's it.
Back in those days, that's about what they do. You know?
So the event yes. is this Saturday, and it is 8 to 1 p.m. at Lori Park in Pinellas Park, and that address is 5500 62nd Avenue North in Pinellas Park. If anybody would like to come out, make a donation, or just to watch the kids, they're actually going to have a little race. They're all children with disabilities. They're all going to be on the bikes, and they're going to have a little race. And we're trying to get some money raised so Presley can have her own bike. So,
can I say something to you, Mike and Gary and Paulie?
Sure.
And Tom? So, do you remember the first air-conditioned job you went out on as a child? Or do you remember the first house you went to, Mike?
No, I don't. It's been a long time.
Okay. I mean, like,
I can remember some that I have been to, yeah.
Right. The first deal... The first deal I wrote was on 62nd Avenue North.
Hmm.
And I worked for a company called ABC, American Buyer Co-op. It was a coupon book 40 years ago. And for me to get a commission check, you had to come in with a check, right? And they'd pay you, right? And mm-hmm. I came in with a $10 deposit. And it was the first deal I wrote was on 62nd Avenue North from a hair salon lady.
Very cool.
Right? And... it was my first deal, and I remember it.
So you must have been right down the street from Lori Park.
Yeah. So what is the odds of that?
That's cool.
Yeah. So kind of neat. Anyhow.
Man, you got a good memory.
I'll be upfront with you. I was on empty on gas, and I just barely made it there. I was driving on a donut, and I got there, right? And the lady gave me a $10 deposit. And I just remember how thankful to God I was. And I went and got paid. And then 40 years later, I'm still doing the coupon book.
That's awesome.
Isn't that neat?
It is.
Yeah, 62nd Avenue North. And every time I go on 62nd Avenue North, I remember it. You know, I see it with celebrities. Not that I'm a celebrity, okay? But when they go back and they look at the house they grew up in.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Do you still have the house that you grew up in? Do you still own that?
The house I grew up in? Yes, that's the house I live in.
Well, there you go.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I bought it. Now it looks a lot different than it did then.
Wow.
But yeah, I had bought it from my parents, and then I sold it later on, and I bought a couple other houses, then I wound up buying it back.
Wow, what a story. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's memories there, huh?
Yep. It is sometimes when you're standing in there and something pops in your head like when you were 12. You know.
Right, no doubt. So in closing, Mike, Chuck.
Oh, got it.
Mike, you've been right now. I'm going to hypnotize you. You ready? Close your eyes, Mike. Your eyes closed.
Okay, they're closed.
I want you to breathe deep. Breathe deep. You ready? Breathe deep.
Yes.
Breathe deep. Breathe deep. Chuck.
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 You got it.
Oh, all right. So how do I find out if you did Chuck?
I'm going to go straight to him as soon as I get there.
Oh.
Down.
Sorry,
let's
need
do
to talk to you, Chuck. Make
it happen, Mike.
Let's get you on the radio, Chuck.
Yeah for
radio.
Sure.
And then, yes, let's do it. And then also we have a website that's being going up really well right now with the coupons, too.
Awesome.
So,
absolutely.
So what I'll do is this. I guess, should I call you tomorrow?
Yeah, you can give me a call tomorrow.
How about today?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to be in a meeting there until probably about 7:30 or 8 o'clock. So.
All right.
Yeah. The board meetings there go 2 to 2.5 hours.
Goodness.
Right. Right. Wow. And it's, you never wonder when they're going to end, and then someone brings something else up. You know, business meetings can be pretty feisty, too, those board meetings. Like one person,
they can be.
Like when people disagree, right? They can be feisty. Yeah. And do you have them all in accordance with Robert's rules?
Yes, I'm familiar with Robert's rules, yeah.
Yeah, because I've been to a few myself business meetings where, wow, there really was almost a fight. I'm not kidding. Like, you had to calm people down.
Yeah.
Like the councilman meetings.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because some people will get upset about it. They really will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they stay firm to their positions. And then, you know, I saw this one old lady, right? Just real quick on this, because I want to get Paulie in. I saw this old lady. Everybody was in the meeting. It was like 20 of us in this meeting. And everybody was for whatever the position was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you vote, right? Someone seconds it and all that.
Yep.
So everybody that shared about where they felt it should go. And everybody was in agreement until this very distinguished elderly lady stood up and spoke, right? And she explained why it would be wrong, right? She was the last one to speak. And unanimously, everybody agreed with the old lady that was distinguished. even though for like 20 minutes, everybody was saying why it would be wrong. And that's the spirit of God, really, seriously. Like when one elderly, distinguished lady explained to us why it was wrong to do it, and the whole business, when we voted with her. Well, have you ever had something like that happen?
Yeah, I've seen it a few times.
It's neat.
You get some people that can be very persuasive.
Right. So it was kind of neat to watch that. So good luck.
Yeah.
And then when
absolutely.
So you vote on the ad for the magazine.
Yep.
And all right. All right. And then let's put a little mic in your ear, and I'll tell you what to say.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think?
You got it.
All right. And tell Chuck I said hello.
I will do it.
All right, buddy. Good luck in the meeting.
I'll introduce you to your new good friend here.
That's it. Because if anybody can make it happen, it's Mike, right?
Yes, that's true.
So,
thank you so much, Mike.
So just get back with Tammy or me and let me know what we should do.
You got it.
All right, buddy. And is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
No, I just appreciate being able to be on and to talk with you for a while. It's always funny conversation. I enjoy it.
All right.
I enjoy it. You do a great job for me. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
We enjoy your company as well, Mike. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Mike, you're and then you're a living legend in our community.
In my own mind.
Yes. Well, in my mind, you are.
Just remember.
What? Just remember what?
Chuck.
Oh, gosh.
Chuck.
Your hypnotism worked.
I need you to scream Chuck's name out like every hour.
You got it.
December 15th is the, December 10th is the deadline for the ad.
Okay.
You're the best. Chuck.
I'll let him know.
Chuck.
I'll let him know.
Everybody say Chuck.
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 Tommy, say Chuck.
Chuck.
Chuck, Chuck, Boba, Banana,
Chuck,
Fana.
Chuck, 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 Chuck. All right, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much, y'all. Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
See y'all later.
See you later.
See you later. And we have Gary on the line, and we have a guest with Gary as well. And we have Pauly in the studio.
So I'd like Pauly to do the interview then with the guest. Thank you for showing up for doing this for us.
Of course. And
so, see, hey, Gary.
Yeah.
Did you see, if you give him a call, he'll do, he's a very prominent man. So,
who, Mike?
Mike.
What's his phone number?
Okay, let me get it. It's Dunedin Refrigeration. So, anyhow, give him a call, and I'm sure he's right there on Douglas. So if you go by or you call him or send him an email.
I can send his number to Gary right now.
Right.
Okay, good.
All right, Gary, take over, Pauly.
So who's your guest, Gary?
Well, here's what's going on. Remember the bike?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, the bike, right? The bike?
Uh-huh. For Presley?
And one for Presley?
Yes.
Okay, this is what's called a good turn daily. Now, when you're in Boy Scouts, you have to do a good turn daily.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the good turn daily. And it's getting Presley her bike.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
And Presley's a very special little girl.
Yes.
And this bike is a one-of-a-kind bike, and it's made exactly for her. And so that she can sit up and pedal.
Yes.
That bike by herself.
Wow.
And this is a big deal because she had an operation so that she was able to do this. And we've been working on this, and we've got $2,000 left on the bike. It costs $4,000.
Wow.
And little Presley is going to be able to ride her bike in Lurie Park in Pinellas Park on the 5th of December if I come up with $2,000 for it.
All right.
Let's do
You're
it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So if Mike can go to this country club and hit everybody up for $500, we got it.
Wow. Yeah, so maybe
and,
we should get it. Right.
You know, this is a very special little girl, and she's trying really, really hard.
Yes.
And the only thing she wants is to be able to ride her own bike.
Yes.
Okay? So, I think we ought to do this.
Yes. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Have you actually spoken to Amanda at all?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, good.
Wow.
And she said, trust Tammy.
Oh, she's awesome. I was just talking to her a little bit ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can call a station. You can call Fuse Therapy.
Yes.
You can call Amanda.
Yes.
And, man, I can't pronounce her last name. It's Grozdanic.
Grodznik.
Grodznik. So I just call her Amanda.
Yes. I actually have her
number. And our number, I think, is 916-810-3109.
It's 918-810-3109. Yes. Very good.
918-810-3109.
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
that's
so that's 918-810-3109.
Mm-hmm.
And if we all just pitch in $500, we got the bike.
Yep. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to really make this girl's world.
It really is. You know, we take so many things for granted. I mean, think about, you know, just getting out of your bed in the morning with able to put your feet on the floor and walk to the bathroom. This little girl, she really can't do that. I mean, it's not that simple. You know, there are many people in this world that things we take for granted every single day that they can't do, they can't perform. But to be a kid and just want to play and want to be outside, you know, with the other kids, she just wants to ride a bike. Mm-hmm. You know, she just wants to ride a bicycle.
Pretty neat.
Yeah.
When we did the thing for St. Jude's Hospital, the video they had, the girl just wanted to see a zebra.
Yeah.
So her backpack was zebra. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I really cried hysterically. Kind of. Like, I don't remember. Like, it got me, touched my heart. She had zebra pajamas, zebra this, zebra aww, that. So what they did is they put her in an ambulance and took her to the zoo. And they showed
this. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the zookeeper opened up the zoo.
Yeah.
And
well,
she got
the whole, the whole situation with that particular little girl was she was terminally ill. So her entire life from birth, she was in the hospital or confined to a bed. She never actually even went outside to a park. She never did anything that other little kids do, ever.
So it ends up being the zookeeper opened up the zoo. Mm-hmm. They film, it's on film. And that was very emotional.
Yep.
So she got to see the zebra live. It was nice.
Yep.
Yeah. So, needless to say.
Wow.
But anyhow, I have my friend at Hazy Bear Smoke Shop. They're open late, fast free delivery, open on holidays. They're on 1875 Drew Street in Clearwater. And I want to say that Hazy Bear, he's a cool cat.
He really is. Mac is an awesome guy. I went in there. He's very knowledgeable. I purchased some stuff from him. Very good deals. But the thing is, guys, he delivers. So anybody who doesn't want to go out right now, guess what? They will deliver all the way to holiday from Clearwater.
Gosh. Hazy Bear Smoke Shop.
Wow.
Hazy Bear Smoke Shop. Open on holidays. Fast free delivery. He's a great guy. I hope he's, you know, he's just been really good to us.
Yes.
And then we got, did Bruce on the line? No, okay. And then tell us, Polly, what's going on with you. Thank you for coming in, too.
So
and you can, Gary, can, do you have a guest? Maybe you can talk to the guest. Gary, do you have a guest on?
I don't know who it
is. Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm with Gary. Julieta was with you guys 2 weeks ago.
Hello, how are you doing today, Julieta?
I'm good. I'm the one that works with kids when it comes to drug prevention.
Yes, I remember. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, right now with all this interesting time that we're going through, we are still providing kids with free and community members with free information online, completely free courses they can log on to and do at any moment whenever they'd like. At drugfreeworld.org, and I'm also offering free virtual presentations for those that would like to have, like, the groups, like I do with the Boy Scouts, and things like that, because we know that drugs are a big problem, and, you know, we'd like to support, and I would also like to see that little girl gets a bike. I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she came on to help me with the girl's bike.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Julieta. That is just amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the holiday season, and the most important thing is to be able to give to those that, you know, deserve it. And this little girl definitely deserves it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So you work hand in hand basically with the Boy Scouts, giving knowledge to the kids and how they can, you know, not start doing drugs, right?
Right. And, you know, if you look at it, one thing that I always work with is knowledge is power. So
sure,
the more knowledge you have, the better you are able to make a more educated decision that affects the greater good. So with the Boy Scouts, all their purpose that they have is beautiful, and they've helped so much in the community. So it's not just about telling them not to start, but also giving them tools to help others to make educated decisions.
That's awesome and so necessary in our world today. That's great.
Yeah.
So, Pauly.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, so anyway, like, we do things like this little girl, and getting her bite.
Yeah.
And we also do, like, food drives. All during the pandemic, we did food drives for people who were out of work and got the food.
Awesome.
And we're continuing with that work. And all the kids get together, their moms and dads, everybody. They go out and get the food, and they deliver it in bags to the door of the person that they're delivering it to so they don't have to go out.
That's great.
And so we've been doing it all over Pinellas County all during this pandemic.
That's just awesome.
And but today we decided that we were going to concentrate on this little girl and her bicycle.
Aww.
And get it.
That's amazing. You guys are great.
And,
I think everybody's
it's
doing
Christmas
important
after all.
It is, yes.
And we want her to have a wonderful Christmas.
Definitely. So again, guys, the event is December 5th, this Saturday, 8 to 1 at Laurie Park in Pinellas Park on 62nd Avenue. And so I'm going to be out there quite early helping decorate around. We're going to have everything set up Christmassy. So we're going to have some things for the kids to do while they're waiting because they are definitely practicing, you know, safe habits with COVID right now. The race, there's going to be races, which I believe only 5 children are allowed to race at a time. So we're trying to have some other things for them to do while they're waiting and watching the other kids and everything like that. But it's going to be a really nice event. If you just want to feel good and you want to come out and just watch the kids, you know, get out of the house for a little while. It's outside. Like I said, everybody is practicing safe distancing and all of the CDC guidelines.
Okay, Pauly, if you can, do a commercial from my friend Angie at Blue Saki. The atmosphere there is just so you know, you can look at the edge, see she puts out fine food, everything's fresh.
I've been there, it's fantastic.
Right, but Angie, the owner, is fantastic. But the atmosphere there and the warmth you get when you walk in there, you know you feel like there's love in the air. So tell us what you think about Blue Saki.
I love Blue Saki. It is very pleasant in there. I love the coconut water. The food is healthy. It's delicious. It's a good variety. They are on 580 in Dunedin, right by Subway, in that plaza. Mm-hmm. And their phone number, they do great takeout, 727-216-3699. And they're having a couple specials, half off lunch or dinner after you purchase one. So it sounds good to have a date.
It is a good date place, right?
It's a good date, yes.
It's really pretty in there.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, the lighting is just conducive for romance, right?
It is, and the music is nice, and I love the colors in there. Everything is very nice.
Very soothing, very beautiful, like you're under the water.
Yes. Well, guys, we are actually running out of time. I'm so sorry, Gary, and Julieta. Thank you so very, very much. And would you like to say anything in closing?
Yeah. Amanda's phone number, 918-810-3109.
Awesome.
Stay tuned for Eat, Shop, and Play.
Thank you, Pauly. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Julieta. Thank you, Mike from Dunedin Refrigeration. Thank you, Tampa Bay. Have a great day.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.